Blogging in 21st Century, Introduction to Online Journaling. Blogging and social networking are inextricably linked in the sense that both contain certain features and certain properties of one another. Both are aimed at creating a wide movement as far as multimedia interaction is concerned. Though it is true that blogs can be regulated and kept very private, the main purpose of them is to reach out to a number of people, to have a medium to voice your opinion. Another similarity is that both these concepts have existed in cyberspace for almost a decade now, but in the initial stages both were rather exclusive of one another. Only in the recent times have they been merged, and their similarity in motives truly recognized. Blogging is essentially done to channel your thoughts out onto an online journal. You also want other people to read what you have written. This way, you go about coming in touch with people from all over the world who you would not have otherwise known. Similar is the function of social networking. It is a hub where the young and the hardy flock. The chances of getting an audience at such a platform are high. The origination of the term blog is interesting. It was initially called a weblog, meaning a log or a diary or a journal that helps you to record your thoughts on a day-to-day basis. In that sense, it was rather in its primitive stages and did not turn into an instrument for propaganda immediately. This term was later shortened to blog, and this is when free blogging services like Blogger became extremely popular. As mentioned earlier, blogging today is not restricted to only maintaining a journal. It has truly become a platform where various kinds of people from all walks of life, whether they have the same ideologies or not, conflate and discuss the matters they think are important to them. Blogging in the 21st century has come to become an important tool for advertising for people who wish to market their products online, for politicians who wish to sell their ideologies and reach out to the masses. Moreover, creating a blog and maintaining it does not require a fortune. Everybody now has a personal blog and it is all free of cost. Also, one does not need to be a computer engineer or a graphic or web designer in order to embellish their blog. Unlike a website which operates on a different domain, and for which every single template and tab needs to be designed and created from the scratch, blog sites do not need such knowledge. The blogging service providers have their own inbuilt templates and fonts which have to be chosen by the bloggers as per their own tastes and preferences. Blogging is an ideal way to make new friends and come in contact with more people than you can do in the actual word, from all quarters of the world. Such diverse people will obviously have differing viewpoints. Therefore, this gives scope for a good deal of discussion and debate with all points of view being taken on board. Blogs can also be for the sole purpose of making new friends and socializing. That is why social networking sites have picked up the clue, and in these times social networking and blogging has, to some extent, been combined, and almost become indistinguishable. It would be interesting to note that the word blog is both a noun and a verb. This leads us to the fact that blogging in some sense also helps get rid of hassles of publishing. Though your work will not come out in print, you know that you can publish your work, your articles, pictures, videos, etc., yourself through your blog. Therefore, it may be your own personal journal that you wish others to read, or your works of art in terms of the stories or articles that you write, or the movies that you make. You can share almost any content with the world at large. It must also be noted that just like you do not have to be a web designer to create your own blog, you need not be a professional writer, a filmmaker or a photographer to publish content on your blog. It is just a space for you to indulge in your own small artistic pursuits and share those moments with others. Blogging must therefore be exploited to its full potential. How can online blogging be profitable to ordinary individuals? Ranking of any website depends on a few factors. It would basically depend on the relevance of the article according to the keywords used, the number of times that page has been linked and viewed, etc. These are quite easy to follow, and if these factors are carefully noted and looked into, the rankings of your website can increase considerably. The first step is to get your website linked through various other pages. The more the pages are that contain your links, the better ranking they will receive. The second aspect to be kept in mind is how often you update the content on your website. Frequently edited and updated sites receive higher ranking in search engines than those that have not been looked at by the owners for ages. Always editing the content of your website as a whole may not be an option. In this case, what you can do is add a blog to your website. A blog will function as nothing but a forum for people to come and discuss the themes that concern your website too. It will create a platform, as well as become a journal whereby you can also post updates about your operations and your website. The advantage is that the content on such blogs will not be restricted only to text, but pictures and videos can be posted too. The few easy steps as described below will take you through how to create your own blog and what are the things you must look out for. Cost can never be a problem because free blogging services are quite popular all over the world. If you choose sites like Blogger or LiveJournal, you are sure to get exactly the kind of platform you are looking for. They are absolutely free. If you are not very comfortable with web designing techniques, you need not worry. Creating your blog is not as complicated as designing template for a website. These blogging services provide a wide range of templates from which you can choose the one most suited to your tastes. You must also use your discretion while blogging. Especially if you are incorporating your blog within your website, or creating a blog to increase awareness of your product, you need to keep in mind that this is an open forum which is read by all. You do not want to say anything that may end up angering your clients. Politics and religion are the two most controversial themes, and therefore anything about those must be carefully blogged about. Anything that is particularly reader-friendly and does not anger too many people is considered safe. If your aim is indeed to increase the ranking of your site, you will have to make sure many people read it. You can do this by making your content user-friendly. Also keep an eye on what other people write or say on their blogs. This can give you a general idea of what kind of responses those articles receive, and you can get valuable tips from them. Blogging has come to be considered a highly effective marketing tool. You can easily create awareness of your product and get clients and customers to interact with each other. And not only customers, also those who are relatively new to your product get a platform to ask questions and clear their air about your product. Moreover, it also increases your website rankings can increase because the blog is constantly being updated, commented on, and discussions are always going on. Because of its sheer activity, the rankings improve, creating more awareness of the product. The following are the pointers based on which you can blog about your product. Never make the blog post too long uselessly. It must be well written. Long posts tend to get dreary and they are not catchy enough for people to sit and go through them. Update regularly. Since you don't need to write long posts, that is not much effort. Ideally, blog 3 to 7 times a week. Be entertaining where required, everyone can do with some light-hearted humor, without being derogatory. You need not stick only to text. Video and photo blogging are fast catching on and are interesting ways to share your thoughts, and make your videos and photographs well known. Be yourself. Do not ape, imitate or copy someone else's content. How to start your own blog in less than 15 minutes. Creating a blog is nothing that you need to be afraid of. There is no elaborate planning required either. However, there are a few things you would need to decide. Since these blogging service providers give you a lot of choice in terms of template and color themes, would be required to take those decisions yourself. The following is a quick guide of what to think over before creating your blog. Theme: determine what you would be writing about or the nature of the content that you would be sharing with your readers. This depends mainly on your interest. Topics: blogging to the field of politics, poetry, arts, current affairs, or almost anything under the sun can be chosen. You can stick to one theme or you can choose to write about whatever concerns you on a day-to-day basis. Since it is your very own web journal, you can make it as flexible as possible in all aspects. Blogging provider: next you need to decide upon which blogging service provider you would like to use. This depends on the kind of reviews that you get about them from friends and acquaintances, or something about them that you may have read online. Otherwise, you can always try out something and find out if you like it. You can try out one of these popular sites: blogger.com, wordpress.com, typepad, blogagachi.com, livejournal.com, journalhome.com, thediary.org, mindsy.com, blog.com, diaryland.com, blogdrive.com, or zanga.com. Templates: a wide range of templates will be made available on any blogging service you decide to start your blog. Select the one you most prefer or like. Freebies: the advantage with these blogging service providers is that they make your blogging experience as dynamic and interactive as possible. They enable you to install add-on features that include button, pictures, blog chalks, emotes, tag boards such as myshoutbox.com, guest maps, guest books, comment boxes for readers' thoughts and views, etc. Additional features: these interesting ones may not be free. By paying a price you can avail of them. Nature of blog: you must determine who should read your blog, whether you want it to be read only by a select circle, or must it be open to all. This will depend upon the content, mainly. Layout, again, there will be a wide range to choose from in terms of layout and color schemes. Content, you could pick up a specific theme and write about it consistently, or merely decide on any random topic as and when it interests you. You could try putting up content for a while and see the kind of response you get, and alter or modify it accordingly. Blogging circle, blogging is a great way to come in touch with people from across the globe. You can surf and visit other people's blogs. Do not spam in their comment section, but write a genuine comment if you have something to say about a particular post. Skins, you can customize and personalize your blog as much as you want. Using software like Photoshop, you can create your own skins and make your blog attractive as well as make it reflect your own personality. Publish, finally, when you are done selecting the setting and preferences, selecting a content to put up, you need to publish the content. Do not, however, forget to send the link to your blog to your friends and acquaintances so that they may come visit you. Once you have started your blog, you will have noticed that it hardly takes 15 minutes to do so. Maintain the blog is even easier. Here are a few tips that would help you successfully keep your blog going. Update. Update frequently, otherwise visitors may stop coming to your blog. It will also give you more confidence to churn out more well-worded posts in the future. Personalize. Even though you might be discussing general and universal themes, add your own personal touch to make things lighter and interesting. Theme. If you have a theme blog, you can Google for other blogs of a similar kind and build your network. Spelling and grammar. Make sure you proofread your posts. Spelling and grammatical errors can be a major put-off for many readers. Advertisements. You could play host to sites like Google AdSense and earn revenue by placing their links on your blog, writing content and getting constant traffic to your blog. Blogging has truly revolutionized the way one experiences the digital age. There is, it seems, no limit to what one can do with the help of blogs. Even the smallest aspect of your daily personal life, like recording journal entries, has been given an entirely new dimension. Going on from there, there is a lot of scope of picking up interesting debates and discussions through blogs. You can even start some of these discussions yourself. Moreover, there is nothing as interesting and attractive than that fact that you can even earn some money while blogging. This is, by far, the most path-breaking innovation that has entered the blog sphere. The requirements for this are very low. You need not be a scientist who posts revolutionary details about his latest experiment. If you blog well, that is to say, if you blog well enough for people to come read it, you earn good chances of making quick money by just going about your daily activity of posting blogs. Here are some of the things you can do to make sure that your blogging activities get rewarded by more than just comments and praises. You could get yourself registered with a search engine. But keep in mind that you must do it only if you are confident enough that your blog gets good traffic. That way, the higher the ranking your blog achieves, the more you get paid. While writing your blogs, you also need to keep in mind a few things. This is not only to ensure that you get a steady traffic, but also for the fact that your blog readership can increase so that the ranking of your blog with search engines go higher. Here are a few tips that should see you through this. Reader-friendly content. At all costs, keep your content, articles, poems, photographs, videos, reader-friendly. That is to say, it should keep more and more readers interested. Your reader must be at the center of your post in a way that your reader must feel that he is gaining something out of reading your post. This is the basic rule in marketing. Worthwhile. Never let the reader feel that he has been tricked into reading your post or clicking on your blog link. You are thwarting all your long-term chances of that reader coming back to your blog, in which case your blog rankings over the long term are in a dicey position. Check for errors. Making grammatical and spelling errors can be a major put-off for many readers. They may not visit your blog again simply because the errors that you make are too high. Always proofread your blog. A small typo here and there can be understood, but make sure you don't make any major errors. Kiss, or, keep it short and simple. This is the thumb rule you must follow at all point. Long winding posts tend to get boring. And it may contain nothing that is interesting to the reader. Also, no one has the time enough for your blog, no matter how well you write. In fact, your blog will be much more appreciated if you put your thoughts simply and shortly. Interesting. Make sure that you hold your reader's attention by making your posts snazzy. They must not be written in a tone that is tiring to read. Write short sentences and keep them crisp and precise. Always hit the point immediately in the course of your article. Link. Keep linking the blogs you read to yours in order to build a network. Those people will be in turn encouraged to link you. Remember, linking increases rankings. Keywords. Using the keywords of your posts frequently increases the searchability of that particular article of yours, which in turn leads more people to visit your blog. Clear thoughts. Make sure you put your thought clearly before the readers so that it does not become tedious for them to read. Colloquialism. You can write in a friendly tone. Avoid using too many slang words, but otherwise, if your post demands it, you can be colloquial. Post title. A catchy post title or headline is half your business solved. It can glue a reader to your post almost immediately. However, do not put misleading post titles, or you will lose credibility. So, be consistent with your blog content and watch traffic flowing into your blog.